You will hear a man called Jack Suggs talking on the radio about music. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Hi, I'm Jack Suggs, and on today's programme, we're going to take a look at what's going on in the world of music. Apparently, the average person in Britain listens to around 3,500 songs a year. And in the case of young adults aged between 18 and 24, that figure is more than 6,000, an average of about 3.5 hours of music a day. Music's all around us, in shops, restaurants, gyms, and even the workplace. Not so long ago, the idea of employees listening to music in offices was almost unheard of. Now it's becoming increasingly common. In fact, almost as common as it used to be in factories, where many employers have got rid of it because it can be distracting and an obvious safety risk. In an office, though, it can be very beneficial, depending on what you're trying to achieve. According to some recent research, if the work involves creative thinking, then positive, stimulating music can help you come up with original ideas. But if it's anything that requires problem solving, then it's better to work without any noise at all, including music, of course. Background music can also help increase business in restaurants. There are music streaming services that design playlists to suit different types of restaurants and their brand or image. In a study carried out recently, one such service led to an increase of roughly 11% in the sales of side dishes in one establishment, and orders of smoothies and shakes rose by 15%. Restaurants have to be careful, though, because if they get the music wrong or play it too loud, they can put people off eating and sales will fall. And there's some really interesting research that's been done by scientists at the University of Oxford. They found out that traditional music played in Indian restaurants can make the food taste up to 10% hotter. They haven't worked out exactly why this is yet, but it seems we associate the fast beat and high-pitched, distorted sounds of Indian music with high energy, and that reflects the sensation of eating spicy food. Now, if you like watching TV series, you may have noticed that many directors nowadays tend not to use famous musicians and composers to create the soundtracks for their work, but turn instead to relatively unknown artists. The band Survive in Stranger Things, for example, or Mogwai for Les Revenants. And they're such an important part of the process that they often compose the music before filming even begins, and so help to shape the series that's being made. They also use technology to create their sound, so there's less need to hire large orchestras and big studios these days. In fact, there's a move away from the dramatic sounds of the orchestra towards music that doesn't stand out so much, music that's more in the background so that it won't distract the viewer. Which is very different to what's happening with video games. Orchestras are an important element of these, and composers like Ema Noon are in constant demand. Ema comes from Ireland, but has set up home in California. She's worked on games like World of Warcraft and Legend of Zelda, which are played by hundreds of millions of people, and she travels the world performing sell-out concerts of her soundtracks. Video game music is also played on the radio. On the commercial station Classic FM, there's a very popular one-hour programme which plays music exclusively from games. Its name, appropriately, is High Score, and it's presented by Jessica Curry, who co-founded a game development company called The Chinese Room, and composed the music for the game Dear Esther. Many classical music lovers were sceptical at first, but the first series turned out to be a huge success, so they made more programmes. Now, on this programme, before we go on, you're going to hear a piece of jazz from somebody we all normally associate with rock music. And I want you to decide who it is we're listening to.